This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of audio content on the internet. With Audible, you can enjoy books freely wherever you'd like and doing whatever you'd like. Download a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial by visiting audible.com/bangbang today. That's audible.com/bangbang. Indy 1031, this is Comedy Death Ray, back on the air. Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. We all know what song this is. This is, of course, Vince Guaraldi's famous Charlie Brown Thanksgiving theme. Not quite as popular as the Christmas theme, but this is, Well, I'll introduce you guys. You can chime in, though, if you want. Your mics are on. They're hot.
Love that tune.
That's a great little interjection. Okay, my name is Scott Aukerman. Let's get that out of the way. It's Black Friday. Let's mention that as often as possible. Day after Thanksgiving for us. You may be listening on the podcast. It may be in the middle of March to you. But for us, it's Black Friday. Drinking Red Bull, drinking coffee. My guests are amping themselves up. Let me talk about who we have on the show today. Coming up a little later, I am going to premiere my brand new Thanksgiving single. Okay, let me just say that this is a hot one, okay?
The track's hot?
The track is hot. Nice. It's fresh out of the Thanksgiving oven.
Don't touch it.
All right. That's coming up a little later. Plus, I have a lot of guests, a lot of special guests coming up. It's a very special show. This is one you do not want to miss. Now, let me introduce my first couple of guests here. Standing to my immediate left, he is a stand-up comedian. He is a writer on the popular show Parks and Recreation. Harris Whittles, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for having me, Scott. It's Black Friday.
It's what now?
It's Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for coming. And then to your left, my right, we have from the TV show Arrested Development and several popular movies, Michael Cera is here. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much
happy
for coming.
Happy Black Friday.
Popular movies. Happy Black Friday. Popular movies like Superbad. Would you say Superbad is your most popular movie?
When
people come up to you on the street, what are they?
I get that one a lot. Yeah. It depends on the person. If it's... Normally, moms say Juno to me, and then most everyone else says Superbad.
Right. Nick and Nora?
I don't hear that one as much as Superbad. I don't know. I don't know why not. It's not my job to speculate, but I'm just telling you what I hear.
When Kat Dennings comes up to you, she probably brings
she says,
that
remember
one up.
Nick and Nora? Remember we... Yeah.
I don't get it. But I will say... No, thank you both so much for coming in. It's the day after a holiday. You guys luckily were here. Let's talk about Thanksgiving plans. Harris, what did you do? Hit me.
Okay, well, we're just talking about plans or what I did.
What did you plan to do? And then what actually happened?
I plan to have my family come in from Houston, Texas, where I'm from.
Okay.
And cook at my place. And guess what? We followed through on those plans. Success.
And then you...
And then I went to a buddy's house and played Celebrity. Played Celebrity with your sister. It's not a euphemism.
Yeah, my sister was there, and yes. I was not. How's that for you to hang out with my sister when I'm not around?
She's as ample of an Aukerman replacement as one can hope for.
Thank you so much. Michael Cera, what did you do on Thanksgiving?
We were at the same event. You and I.
When you say, okay, yes, and you're talking to me, not to Harris.
Right.
Yes.
No, we were not at the same event. No, I wish I was at that event. That sounds great. Well, what would you call it?
I guess you're right. It
no,
just
it
sounds
was an
so,
event. I mean,
yeah,
it was plans.
So red carpet.
It was plans
yeah,
when I went through
an event.
With them. Well, there was a red carpet. And it was at Paul's house, at Paul Scheer's house.
Paul Scheer's
we had
house.
Dinner. And you threw a temper tantrum at one point because the TV was not on.
Yes,
right?
I did. Oh,
Remember
my
that?
God. I need my football.
You were making these really... unnatural noises. Yeah. It was one of the most alarming things I've seen in a while.
Was I doing that?
You were doing that. Yeah, you
oh,
were.
Okay.
It was louder than that, though.
I don't really remember, to be frank. I think I was drunk by
no,
the time you
it seemed
you got
like
there.
You had blacked out.
I had nothing to eat because... Now, normally, you... you eat very late on Thanksgiving. I don't know why that is, but everyone plans to eat around 3 o'clock, which is insane. Like, eat at noon.
We spend all day cooking, like reheating, cooking. I think it takes a while, right?
Or reheating? How much reheating do you do?
Oh, my God.
When things get cold?
It was ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we reheated like 4 casseroles.
Heat it once. Thanksgiving. That's what I say. But anyway, you eat so late that it's 3 o'clock. I had nothing to eat. I got there and had some sort of a drink, and I was gone by the first drink. So, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
how late did you stay? I cut out at a certain point to go walk my dog.
I left around 10:30 because I knew I was going to have to wake up early for Black Friday and
yes,
come
no.
in and do that. I didn't
what stores did you hit at 5 a.m. this morning?
No, I didn't go shopping. I slept until about 10. I woke up. I took a jog around my apartment.
Around your apartment?
Came right in here. Yeah, I just like to get
That's
pumped up.
A lot of exercise. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, this is a show to be pumped up for, I have to say. Yes.
I camped out at Best Buy.
Really?
I was locked out of my house.
So you just chose Best Buy.
Yeah. Why not just camp out in front of your house?
Not a lot of people out in front
if
of your house.
You're going to camp out.
The people watching.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to come back with these guys. We also have Stars Aplenty are coming in. I mean, if you've read the description on the podcast, you know who's coming in because we probably wrote down who ended up being on the show. But for those of you listening live, it's a great show. We're going to be right back. Let's do track 2. This is Black Friday. This is Thanksgiving. Indie 1031 with Adam Sandler.
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. That is Adam Sandler with the Thanksgiving song. This is Comedy Death Ray on Indie 1031. My name is Scott Aukerman. This is Comedy Death Ray on Indie 1031. My name is Scott Aukerman. This is Comedy Death Ray on Indie 1031. This is Black Friday. This is Scott Aukerman. My name is Comedy Death Ray. Black Friday. Yeah, go ahead. And this is cold turkey, of course. Which is what we're all eating on Black Friday. Am I right, folks?
Yeah. You said it.
Temperature's rising. All right.
Oh, we weren't going to listen to that whole song?
No, I guess not. I have a very special guest just walked in. Now, first, let me just say my special guests are already here. We have Harris Whittles and Michael Cera. But another special guest just literally walked in unexpectedly. Hewell Hauser,
how
are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm Hewell Hauser.
It's great to see you, my friend.
Well, it's good to see you too again. Now, I understand your name is Scott.
Yes, it is.
Aukerman. And this is the Comedy Death Ray Black Friday show on Indy 103. Is that right?
Hewell, I'm amazed that you got all of that correct. Because
wow.
Normally you're a little befuddled. You were here a couple of weeks ago, and you seemed to have a lot of consternation and a lot of just general bewilderment about what was happening around you.
Well, I don't remember any of that. I'm here now today, and as I understand it, this is a show you do, what, every year? Or
Well, see, you were just here 2 weeks ago, so and that is in the calendar year of 2009. So
you're telling me that I have been here right now, but in another universe or in a different world happened already?
Some would say the fourth dimension is time. So, yes, you were here 2 weeks ago.
The fourth dimension is time.
Yes.
Wow.
So you traveled through the fourth dimension 2 weeks ago, and you were here, yes.
Boy, was there any spacemen? I don't remember any of that. You're telling me.
Wait, did you say spacemen or spacemen?
Well, I said spacemen.
Okay, not spacemen.
Well, sure, I could interview. I love spacemen, especially if you get down to Redlands, California, and you see the old spacemen dance every year on Halloween.
Now, Hewell, you host a show on PBS, correct?
Yeah. California's
so?
Gold.
California's Gold, where you go around to California places and you talk about them, you interview people.
Well, we're sponsored by the California School Board Association, the California Teachers Association, and the California Library Association. and the California Firefighters Association and the California Firesetters Association and the California Fire Truck Association. California's gold.
So your show is sponsored by all those people, but you're kind enough to come by here, and you told me off-air that you wanted to come by for a very particular reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love Thanksgiving, and I wanted to tell the story of the Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving story.
The Thanksgiving story. Now, a lot of people, you know, we celebrate Thanksgiving, but we don't always pause to reflect exactly about what it means. What do you guys think of this, Harris? Michael, what do you think?
I agree that yes, we should reflect more. It's a good story.
Michael, any thoughts on Thanksgiving and the story and how we should reflect?
We should do it. I don't think anyone reflects on Thanksgiving. I never have.
No. Well, you're Canadian, first of all.
That's true, yeah.
So you guys...
And you're not made of water or mirror, so why would you reflect anything?
That's true, Hugh.
Well, that is true.
You were telling me yesterday, Michael, that Canadian Thanksgiving is very early in the year.
It's in October.
In October.
Well, it's not that much
early. So early.
A couple weeks earlier.
You already celebrated.
Yeah.
But so you know the story of Canadian Thanksgiving, and maybe...
No, I don't. No.
Oh.
I don't.
Well,
and I'm not going to look it up either.
But Huell Hauser, you know the story of Thanksgiving here, so let's hear
it. Well, yeah, as soon as I heard this, I had to come share it, and I knew I had to get this out there because this is just an amazing story of California's gold.
Okay, great. Well, let's hear it.
Well, there were a lot of people, and there were some people who lived at home where they grew up.
Sure.
And then there were some people who didn't have anywhere else to go, and they came from another place, and they hopped in their cars, and they drove on the 60 freeway out to Montebello, California.
Hold on now.
And everybody brought a casserole, and some people had turkeys.
Now, hold on. Let me just stop you here for a second. You say they hopped in their cars.
Yeah, they hopped right in. Well, I hopped in my Mitsubishi.
Oh, you're okay.
I didn't bring anything, but I showed up and everybody had pumpkins and squashes and they had a beautiful bag of walnuts from the Walnut Festival in Yucaipa, California.
So this is the story of Thanksgiving that happened to
the
you.
The glorious story of why we give thanks. And it's because there was a couple of old, wonderful, overweight women who were cooking everything. And then there was kids running around who had gotten off from school exclusively to come and give thanks there yesterday. That was just magical.
So this is the story of your yesterday Thanksgiving, not the story of the Thanksgiving, not the story of the first Thanksgiving.
What, you mean there's other? You mean the story keeps on going? Did I leave too early? I know I fell asleep. Folks, I don't know if you know this, but this has a wider understanding than I have of this amazing holiday. Just layers and layers of onions. Like an onion from the annual onion race in Calabasas, California.
What else did you eat there at this Thanksgiving?
Oh, what did I eat?
Yeah.
I ate some yams from down in Encinitas that they imported. I had some Eureka cauliflowers from my good friend, the Eureka Cauliflower Farm up in Eureka, California.
Hmm. Now, whose house did you go to? I mean, it's well established from your appearance 2 weeks ago that you don't have any family. You seemed to freak out a little bit when we mentioned your mother 2 weeks ago.
Well, I don't know if I'm tied into this. I don't know if I'm aware of any of this backstory you're saying. If you say it's true, that's amazing. But what happened was I was walking around last Wednesday, and I was just walking around the farmer's market here in Hollywood.
Right.
And somebody came up to me and they said, "Happy Thanksgiving." I said, "Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. You just give people back exactly what they give you." And then they said, "What you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know." That's what I said. I don't know what I'm doing. So they said, "Why don't you come on down and visit with us? We'll be in Montebello, California. We're going to have some of our friends. We don't want you to be an orphan." I said, "I don't want to be an orphan either." So I hopped in my car. I got on the 60 freeway, which it turns out forks right off of the 5 freeway just east of downtown.
Wow, what an amazing story. So you went to a stranger's house, and I say you don't have any family. I don't know that to be true. I mean, I know your parents seem to be deceased, or you don't speak to them anymore. I'm not sure. We didn't quite really get into it, because as soon as we delved too deep into it, you kind of stormed out and turned into a robot.
So you're telling me that there are people I should remember that I don't right now.
Well, yes. You should at least treasure their memories, unless something horrible happened to you. But we don't want to trigger anything in you yet. So but do you have any other family members? Any siblings? Any brothers? Any sisters?
I've got Luis, my cameraman.
Your cameraman, Luis.
Luis, wave hi to Mr. Scott Aukerman right here.
I do find it a little odd that every time
Harris,
you come by...
Harris, he's just about your size.
Every time you come by, you bring your cameraman. I don't want to appear on your show. I mean, not...
Well, this is just... I want... When you're invited into a wonderful place like this, I just want to get a detailed shot of all these things. There's... Looks like stickers, like... Garbage pile kit. Oh my God, there's a map of California.
There is, yes.
Oh my God.
That's like porn to you.
Villa Park, California. Sierra? Oh boy, I've got to go to Sierra Madre, California.
You've never been.
I've been right next to it, but I've never been in Sierra Madre, and I heard there's a treasure there.
Well,
and that you don't need those stinking badges.
Well, that's a reference from something that happened a long time ago. Well, Huell, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us. I really appreciate it.
Well, what did I share? I wanted everything that I gave you back.
Okay, I will give you that back. Thank you so much, Huell. We're going to come right back. Let's go to a song. This is track 3. When we come back, I'll be doing my brand new single, Thanksgiving theme single. This is Dragon Boy Suede on Indie 103.1.
Fly home for Thanksgiving, but I'm not liking what I'm seeing when it's coming to the tickets. The price is too high online. Not paying all that money to be flying. Check it out. Every November the same shit goes down. Mom calls me up and brings me down. Tells me I gotta fly back to her town just to watch her meat bags wolf turkey down. Airport gonna be so damn packed. Security worry, grandma gonna hijack the plane. Get on the flight, no leg room. Baby cried, get back in the womb. I don't understand what I'm paying for. I'm in the back row by the bathroom door. I can't believe what I'm going through. Cheap tickets and travel zoo too. Why are these airlines trying to work me? I'm not paying $500 to watch douchebags eat turkey.
Too much.
I didn't want to come, cause it always sucks. Eating bird meat with a bunch of trucks. I don't even like my relatives anyway. Why do you think that I move so far away? People act like they're happy to see me. Then they go sit on the couch and watch TV. Hooray! Another Macy's parade. And then the Lions and the Cowboys game. It's so anticlimactic. Grandma passed out on the craft paddock. Can't believe I spent half a G on this crap. Ate a plate of food and took a f***ing nap. Why are these airlines trying to work me? I'm not paying $500 to watch douchebags eat turkey.
Too much.
They're jacking me for too much of my pay. Who makes these prices? Bitches eating sponge cake. A fuck with me, man. Grabbing all my ducats for these fucking travel plans. When I was a kid, I used to draw the turkey bird. I traced it around my hand, but now it's just absurd. This holiday is costing me a leg and an arm. I feel like a turkey getting worked on the farm. I try to fight G-Bear, but it's hard, though. Maybe I should book myself as cargo. Poor turkey's going under the knife. How about I skip the whole thing and save a turkey's life? Why are these airlines trying to work me?
I might pay a bribe. $100 to watch you spicy turkey. Why are these airlines trying to work me? I might pay a bribe. $100 to watch you spicy turkey. Southwest Airlines is trying to work me. American Airlines is trying to work me. JetBlue Airlines, Delta Airlines, Continental Airlines. Thursdays was the worst days.
Indeed. That was Dragon Boy Suede. I know I played that last week, but how often are we going to be able to play that? It's a Thanksgiving theme song. You know, we're going to put that into retirement. Until next year, that is, I'm not paying $500 to watch douchebags eat turkey based on his own experiences. And now, now it is time. Oh, we can do it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So now it is time for the debut. We don't have to do it right now, but okay. Now is the time, Engineer Joe. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to debut my brand new Thanksgiving single. Is everyone ready? This is a Thanksgiving parody of Lady Gaga's Love Game. Okay, go ahead and put that on. No, not that. Okay. Okay. Ready?
Here we go.
I ate too much, I feel so sick. I want to take a bite of your turkey drumstick. I ate too much, I feel so sick. I want to take a bite of your turkey drumstick. Yum! Yum!
Hey, Scott, we have a call on the hotline.
Wait.
The hotline. Someone actually called the hotline. Yes.
Someone called the hotline? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Stop the song. Stop the okay. Take off that.
Okay.
So if someone calls on the hotline, we need to take it right away. Okay. We have a caller on the hotline?
Yo, Scott, what's up? It's me, Ice-T.
What? Ice-T!
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling on the hotline.
It's my pleasure. I wish I'd known you were debuting a single. I would have waited and delayed my call.
Well, I am happy to abort my song for you, Ice-T. It is such a pleasure to hear from you on this Black Friday. No offense.
None taken. I don't understand. I don't follow your premise.
So, Ice-T, why are you calling? I mean, what are you out and about doing on this Black Friday? Again, no offense.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just cruising up to wine country with some friends. We in the MetLife blimp.
As only you, Ice-T, can do.
That's right. It's me and my crew, and we got some people dressed up as Peanuts characters.
When Ice-T calls MetLife, they don't even have to, you know, you don't even have to say anything. They just immediately say, where can we send the blimp?
That's right. Oh, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, that's true. We have talked about it off air. So, Ice-T, how did you spend your Thanksgiving holiday?
Well, I have a Thanksgiving tradition, Scott, where I go to a homeless shelter and I do a one-man Q&A session about the Law & Order franchise.
That sounds very pleasurable.
You know what? It's like, it's the charity, you know, it's supposed to be for other people, but I get a big charge out of it just doing it for me, you know? And I think that the results bear me out because the homeless people aren't too interested in the Law & Order franchise. Not a lot of questions. I usually got to get it started.
How does an ICE get something like that started?
Well, I'll say, anybody got any questions about the Law & Order franchise? And then people usually don't. And then I'll go like, okay, I'll get it started. Is Richard Belzer as funny off screen as he is on? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say, of course he is. He's a hilarious comedian, been around since the glory days of 70s-style comedy with Robert Klein.
Now, Ice-T, I have to interject. I don't think really Richard Belzer has a humorous part on your show. I mean, it's a pretty dramatic show.
Oh, are you kidding me? Because I'm like, I'm busting up and ruining takes left and right with that guy.
Really?
He just cracks me up.
What's happening with Ice-T now? I mean, you're out there, you're out and about, you're on the MetLife blimp, every time you come on the show, you have these failed business ventures that we talk about that seem to quite be able to get off the ground, much like...
To be fair, Scott, if I may.
Sure. Please be fair.
Bring them to the program, they're not failed business ventures. It's not until later that I discover that maybe I've made a mistake along in the planning stages.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to, you know.
Well, yeah, it makes it sound like, you know, I'm some dumb who like calls up like, hey, I got a failure to talk about.
I guess maybe I'm thinking they're failures after the fact, not that you're calling up saying.
No. Yeah, no. I'm big enough to admit that.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yes.
So do you have
in the way you characterize it, Scott? I mean, come on.
So do you have anything else coming up? I mean, I know you have made a lot of money with not only your solo records, but Body Count and now the Law and Order franchise. I mean, you have a lot of money to spend. Do you have anything else coming up?
No, look, I see. That's me. I'm very comfortable, right? Me and Coco, we got nothing to worry about from now until the end of time. You know, so until the end of all things. When eventually the universe is snuffed out. I'm saying that's how well set up I am.
Do you think you'll be around until then?
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, technology is changing all the time. Maybe we'll be immortal. I mean, it's not for me to say. Look, I'm an entertainer. I'm not a scientist. I just dabble in inventing, and that's why I have these business ventures. So what if they don't work out? You know, it's no skin off my nose. I'm still rich as hell.
So,
you get me sidetracked. Here's why I'm calling. Because it is true that I took a big hit on my first business venture, which was Iced Tea Lemonade, which was an alcoholic soft drink I tried to market.
Which,
and I didn't understand. I didn't think ahead that the name Iced Tea Lemonade would not conjure up a hard lemonade made by me, Iced Tea.
Everyone just thought it was an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. But it's like, I wish I had thought to make up a drink that's named after me in the first place. I would have just called it that.
Yeah.
And I had,
seems like iced teas would have worked better.
Yeah, I know. We've been over this, Scott. I mean, it's like...
Well, I want to refresh a new listener.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, don't take me to task about it all over again. I feel dumb enough as it is.
Again, I apologize.
Okay, well, apology accepted.
Thank you so much. That is very gentlemanly of you, Iced Tea.
Well, look, we're both men here.
I believe so.
So anyway, then I had this other idea for modular furniture in the style of IKEA, called Ice Cube. Then that was doubly confusing because people thought that I was marketing, you know, ice cubes, which is dumb. People just have them in the home already. But then also that I would be confused with rapper and actor.
Yeah, the rapper and actor Ice Cube. People thought that was you instead of Ice Tea. Oh, Ice Tea, or please get in reach of a cell tower, please.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're cutting out a little bit, but Ice Tea. Ice Tea, we can't hear you anymore.
Oh, no, is this true?
Okay, this is better. This is better. Stay right where you are.
I'm showing full bars. I'm going to tell the captain to, like, just hover.
Okay, good. Not sure if he can do that, but...
No, Schroeder, get your hand away from those controls. Play the piano like I paid you to.
I think that might just crash the blimp. I'm not sure.
He shouldn't be touching anything. He's supposed to be playing for relief.
Okay, so, Ice, before we lose you again, tell us about your new venture.
Here's my new venture. This is for the traveler. This is keeping the holidays in mind. You know, people travel on Thanksgiving. They travel on Christmas. As Dragon Boy Suede rapped about, the airlines are out of control trying to extort money from people and rake them over the coals. Now they're charging you for blankets, if you can believe that.
Ugh.
First they turn it up ice cold on those airplanes, and then they got the nerve to charge you for blankets back in coach? That's outrageous.
Now, hold on, Ice. Let me just warn you that if you have ice in the title of your business, because you said ice cold about the blanket, I just want to warn you, don't have the word ice in your blankets in the name of your business, because I think it confuses people.
Scott, like a game of two-dimensional chess, I am always a few steps ahead of you.
Okay, well, good, okay. So you've taken care of this.
Twice bitten, three times shy, right? So I'm not going to put the word ice in the name of any more of my products. Here's what I got now. It's like a high-quality airplane blanket that you can just have, right? You don't have to rely on the airlines anymore. This is a blanket that pays for itself within two travel trips, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's light enough that you can put in your carry-on bag, but it's heavy enough, you know, you might want to pack it in your suitcase, in your check luggage. And it's warm, it's comfortable, it's decorative, it's a beautiful item. And I call it the pack or carry blanket. It's
the pack or carry.
Pack or carry, POC blanket.
POC for short.
Yeah. And it's a little blanket,
okay.
You know, that it doesn't take up a whole lot of room, but it will unfold to cover you. And so I call it the POC blanket, right? POC. It's a small POC blanket. And I feel like.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, it's designed. It's like got a Native American design on it.
Wait. Hold on. This, yeah. I hate to interject, Ice-T, because I want you to succeed.
And why do you do it? If you hate it so much, it seems like for a guy that hates to interject, you sure interject a lot.
Well, maybe I do. I don't know. Maybe we're getting at the root of the problem. Maybe I do like to interject a lot. Maybe you're right about that. But
That's all I'm asking.
I feel as if I have to in this case, Ice-T, because you've again named your business venture after something that this time it won't even be confusing. It's actually very offensive because when you say the small...
Whoa, wait a minute. I am reeling up here in this blimp. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, when you call it a POC blanket, a POC, and then you say it's small, and it's the small POC blanket with a Native American design, I have to say...
Scott, can I stop you right there?
Sure.
I just heard you say it out loud, and I know exactly where you're headed.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
And I am, I'm going to admit right here on the radio, I am mortified.
Well,
can you believe this? I never said it out loud.
Oh, you have to say things out loud. Otherwise, Ice-T, how are you going to know?
Well, why would it occur to me to just say, what do you mean you have to say things out loud? Like that just, like anything you do, like, oh, I better say this out loud. Make sure it's not something offensive to Native Americans.
Well, Ice-T, it seems to me like you have a musical ear. After all, you are a hip-hop artist. You're used to saying everything out loud into a microphone.
This is business. I do all my business by email, you know?
I didn't know. I'm so sorry. Well,
Look. With the stuff that I do with my business ventures, Ice-T says jump. Everybody else says how high, Ice-T.
That's true.
Then they have a follow-up question. How high would you like us to jump is what we're asking.
Well, Ice-T, at least we stopped you before these went into production, right?
No. I wish that you had. I wanted it to be all ready. I actually sent over a bunch to the studio. I was all excited about this. I wanted it to be a surprise for America. I wanted people. I envisioned people saying, you know, on this Thanksgiving, we give thanks for Ice-T's smallpox blanket.
Well, I'm afraid that's not going to happen.
It was terrible. Coco hand knitted all of these herself.
Really? You employ Coco to hand knit?
My beautiful wife.
Do you pay her anything to do that, or?
No, man, she loved to knit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Ice-T. She's like a knit machine. They ought to create a knit machine so people don't have to be machines themselves.
I worry about
us being dehumanized by a love of knitting.
Well, maybe you could invent one of those. Maybe that could be your next business venture to make a.
Scott, if I may, hardy haw haw. I feel like you're making fun of me now.
Well, no, I would never do that, Ice-T. I'm so sorry. But I do want to thank you for calling
Apology accepted once more.
Thank you so much. See, that's what I love about you. You know, I can insult you a couple of times, and then you just accept my apology, just like that, and we're friends again, as if nothing happened.
So you admit you insulted me.
Yes, I insulted you. I meant to.
All right. I appreciate your candor.
Now, are you the type to forgive but never forget?
Yeah, that's pretty much me. I got what they call Irish Alzheimer's. I only remember the grudges.
All right, Ice-T. Well, thank you so much for calling in on this holiday, Black Friday.
Thank you. Although, I want to say a shout-out to everybody that's down on the earth below me. Hey, party people in the MetLife Blimp, go, ho!
Wow, there are a lot of people there. Thank you so much, Ice-T.
All right. Best to everybody there. From me, Charlie Brown, Woodstock, and Snoopy's brother Spike from Arizona.
All right, Ice-T, see you later. All right, this is Comedy Death Ray. Let's hear our version of Do They Know It's Christmas? Turn it up. This is a little soft, so here we go.
It's Christmas time, and there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we ban all shade.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy.
Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer. Pray for the other one. At Christmas time, it's hard, but when you're having fun, there's a world outside your window, and it's a world of
dread and fear.
Where the only water flowing is the bitter sting of.
And the Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
The greatest gift they'll get this year is life.
Wow, wow, wow.
Where nothing ever grows, no rain, no rivers flow. Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Here's to you, raise a glass for everyone.
These fools are raising glasses while I'm out there, yo, tapping asses.
To the world. Here's to them underneath that burning sun.
Raise your glass all the way up. Raise your motherfucking cup. Be the word.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Christmas tree vexes my mind. Do they know it's Christmas time? Why do they refuse to tell us? Are they haters? Are they jealous? Maybe we should go and see them. Bet they'll talk after some beatings. Then they'll stop keeping it secret. Be the fool,
Jesus.
Be the world.
Feed the world, feed the world, feed the world, feed the world.
Feed the world.
Feed the world, feed the world, come on, feed the world.
Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time again.
Feed
the world. Let them know it's Christmas time again.
That is, of course, Do They Know It's Christmas, as recorded by the Comedy Death Ray Nativity All-Star Choir, something like that. That is on the Comedy Death Ray Christmas CD, which you can get by ordering a calendar. Details for that are on ComedyDeathRay.com or ASTRecords.com. The calendar is amazing. I have seen it. It is crazy how great it looks. And the CD is really great. I'm actually going to premiere a song from the CD coming up, a Reggie Watts song. That'll be a little later in the show. I have my guests here. Michael Serra is here.
Hey.
You haven't said a lot.
Nothing.
What's
more.
Up?
I have nothing more.
You asked off air if we could curse.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Oh, only because I heard it in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't.
And it offended you.
Yeah, it offended. If I hear anyone in the studio curse, I'll just leave.
Okay. Do you ever worry about your parents seeing anything that you do or seeing anything offensive that you're in?
Yeah. Well, I know that my mom sees everything I do, so that prevents
like
me
Jesus?
From doing a lot of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus sees everything you do.
Yeah.
How?
He looks down upon us from heaven, and he watches everything we do.
Well, I guess we're all set then.
That's true. So has she ever not liked anything?
She's never spoken to me about anything, but she's going to listen to this, so just for this episode.
Let's keep it
to a minimum. If anyone swears, I'm going to leave.
Okay, great. Harris Whittles is also here. Hello, Harris.
Yay, yay.
Huell Hauser.
That's right.
Now, Harris, you were telling me that you have something you want to try on the show.
Well, I just, like, sometimes when I think of jokes, I text them to myself, and then my phone vibrates, like, 3 minutes later, and then I think someone texted me, but it was just me texting me. But
is that the joke?
No, that's I'm setting up. Well, did you laugh?
Of course.
The saddest moment of all is the moment right before you realize it's a text from yourself.
Exactly. Can I ask you a question, Scott?
Yes, please.
Because I can't find this anywhere.
Uh-oh.
Is the movie Precious based on the book Push by Sapphire?
No. Oh. It's a good one.
What else you got?
Whoa.
No, this is a genuine thing that I saw. This is a true sidebar.
Okay. Yeah.
True sidebar. I just saw that Jennifer Convertibles opened up a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Jennifer's Sofas.
Now, Engineer Joe here is a judge, and he's accustomed to sidebars. What would happen in your courtroom if a lawyer came up to you and sidebarred like that?
I'm not allowed to hold people in contempt, but I have a little secret signal for the bailiff for people like that.
All right, what else you got?
Well, these are just little thoughts now.
You're backing off of them already.
These aren't even jokes. I mean, these are just thoughts that I think we should all...
Okay.
If there's three people sitting like the back seat of a car or something, mm-hmm. or the three of, like, I'm sitting in between James and Michael now. Right?
I don't know who James is, but go ahead.
Oh, that guy left, and then Huell came and sat down.
There's a little buddy named James that you can't see.
I was confused. I thought your camera guy was named James. I forgot
that
what
is,
he was named.
Well, yeah, no, that's Louise.
That's Louise.
It sounds like you got a little imaginary Muppet friend.
Okay. All right.
So do I.
So now let's get back to this premise. You're in the back seat of a car. You're next to...
Say I'm in the middle, okay. and Huell and Michael are on either side of me.
Sure.
And then people go, hey, that's a Huell-Michael sandwich, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they'll say. But no, because you don't identify a sandwich by its bread.
No.
You don't say it's a white bread sandwich.
Sometimes you'll say it's a pretzel artisan bread sandwich containing ham inside.
You would never say that. What sandwich is that? That's insane.
That sounds like a sandwich I'd like to be a part of for 12 hours.
Was that the end? Or did I interrupt
I told you, these are just thoughts now.
Okay.
These aren't jokes.
These are like sniglets.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I have another thought.
Are you writing an Irma Bombeck book?
I think only Irma Bombeck writes those.
So, okay.
I just thought that's what all books were.
Is that the only book you've ever read?
Yep. Difficulties in Having a Home.
What else you got, Harris?
Do
you have anything that...
Chicken
like...
nuggets.
Okay.
Okay, I just found out that McDonald's tortures their chickens.
What?
Yeah, they boil them alive, right?
And
they
Is that really?
Cut their necks or something. They slit their throats, like all sorts of crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't
believe Michael, you're going to have to leave the room. Sorry. You just said the S word.
Oh, that's okay.
S is fine.
No, I want to hear the rest of this.
Oh, okay. You'll make an exception.
I like where this is going.
But when I found this out, I couldn't believe it. That they use chicken in chicken nuggets. Because I've never seen a part of a chicken that is shaped naturally like a boot or an oval.
Oh, I have. All you have to do is go down to Sausalito. They got them running around with little boots on.
Michael, what do you think about this type of humor?
I find it really funny. I want to hear some more of this.
Okay,
I find this kind of humor real funny.
We have a request for more.
I think we're in the minority. So if you want to hang after, I'll just scroll through my phone and tell you the thoughts that I text myself.
Harris, go to the act. You can't leave people on this kind of a note. Go to the... What do you got in the act?
Oh,
you
know?
What do you have about Susan Boyle?
All right, how about this? Okay, everyone's...
Wait, do they boil Susan Boyle alive, too?
I don't trust the whole crepe craze.
Okay.
First of all,
tell us more.
First of all, there's a crepe grace. Second of all, I don't trust it. I don't trust anything you can put ham or chocolate on. That was a joke about dangling prepositions.
I think that one's going to age well.
Come on, give us one more. You got to leave solid, you know? Leave on a high note. And then leave.
Take liquid and leave solid.
Can I leave on a good invention that I thought of?
Okay, love it.
Yeah, like an airplane or a flying carpet.
Those are other things.
Methods sure. to leave by.
Food tape.
Food tape.
Yeah, it's like edible adhesive tape that you can put around your ice cream cones or your sandwiches if they break, or your tacos. And it's edible and it's flavorless. And you
it's
can,
like seaweed. The
like
Japanese,
seaweed.
The Japanese
yeah,
use,
it'd be probably
seaweed.
Made out of something like that or mochi.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a joke. It's just an invention. Mm.
I'd take a bite.
Well, can I get an edible oh. can I get an edible electrical tape if I want to just chomp down on a microphone?
Oh, but there's a slogan too.
Okay.
Because food breaks.
Harris Whittles. You can see him on MySpace. You can hear jokes that he actually ones that are accepted.
Can
in
you
Parks
rewind?
And Rec.
Can you rewind what we just heard yeah, and re-listen
sure.
to it?
Yeah, sure. Why you have you? This podcast forever.
All right, let's premiere that song. What do you say? This is track 5, Engineer Joe. Let's premiere this song. This is straight. This is the first time anyone has heard it. This is Reggie Watts from the Comedy Death Ray Christmas album, which you can get only by ordering the Comedy Death Ray calendar at comedydeathray.com. Let's hear it, Reggie Watts.
Christmas in the air. You can smell it over the fire. Frosty mugs of eggnog running down people's throats, trying to make the most. Relatives and family all over from the planetary surface. Aunts and grandmas and moms and shit, yeah, yeah. But Christmas is a time for giving, yeah. Christmas is a time for giving, yeah. Most of all, Christmas is something that I just look forward to, forward, yeah.
Christmas is for fucking.
Christmas is for fucking.
Christmas is for fucking.
Christmas is for fucking. Get your fuck on, get your fuck on, yeah. You can fuck anybody that you want, cause Christmas time is when people drink alcohol. And baby, I can see in your eyes that you'll be lowering your standards just for the night. When your sister goes to bed and I'm the friend of the friend who invited me over, you know who it is in the middle of the night, cause I treat you right, babe, yeah. I know you really fall on turkey and stuffing and shit. But come on, girl, you know what it really is. Whoa.
Christmas is for fucking.
Christmas is for fucking.
Christmas
yeah.
is for
so
fucking.
So get your fuck on.
Christmas is
for
fucking.
Get your motherfucking fuck on. Get your fuck, fuck, get your fuck, fuck, yeah.
Christmas is for fucking.
Christmas is for fucking. So get your little fuck, 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 fuck on, yes.
Christmas is for fucking. Don't let people tell you, dear friend, after all the presents are open, you gotta look forward to what it means to not be alone at night, to be drunk off the eggnog and the brandy and all the Yule logs and all that stuff that you associate with this holiday. It don't make a difference, yeah, cause girl, you know it's gonna go down like this. If you want to, and then yes, I know you want to. Come on, I want to tell you, yeah. 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 Christmas. Christmas.
Christmas,
Christmas is for fucking.
Christmas,
Christmas is for fucking.
Christmas,
Christmas is for fucking.
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 Christmas is for fucking, yeah.
That is the world premiere, Christmas is for Funkin'. That is only on the Comedy Death Ray Christmas album, and we are ready because it is now time again to world premiere my special Thanksgiving version of Lady Gaga's Love Game. Engineer Joe, you ready for it? Oh, wait, what's this? Who's this? Who's this coming into the studio?
Hi, everybody. It's Jimmy Pardo.
Hey, Jimmy Pardo.
Hi, hey, thank you. Wow, that's quite a welcome. I enjoyed my time there out there in the green room.
Jimmy Pardo, this is your theme song that you bring everywhere.
Yes. I bring it. I walk into a movie theater, a grocery store. I always have an orchestra with me that plays this song upon my arrival.
This is an orchestra, by the way. A lot of listeners would think this was a tape.
No, I got a live band with me at all times. It's easier.
Of course it is.
It's easier than carrying an iPod and speakers.
How could it not be?
That's a lot of stuff in my pocket. I like empty pockets.
What's great about an orchestra is they don't fit into a pocket, so...
No, they're on their own.
No, exactly.
I just give them a time and a place.
Now, does your orchestra have pockets in their uniforms that you make them
wear? Absolutely. They got to keep their keys and reeds.
What about their iPods?
They're on their own. They can keep that in the bus.
Do they keep your iPod in one of their pockets?
I would imagine one of them does, yeah.
Okay, great.
That's my valet. He's not necessarily part of the orchestra.
Does he has the timpani, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you guys got to do double duty.
Yeah, too.
I mean, I can't afford a whole orchestra and a valet. I got a valet that also does a timbali. Or what?
Timpani.
What? No, I got him on timbali. I apologize.
Timbali.
I misunderstood what you said.
Jimmy, thank you so much for coming by. This truly is a Thanksgiving miracle.
It really is. And as I was sitting in the green room, I was panicked. Like, boy, I'm a little under the weather. I'm not feeling all that funny. And then luckily, Harris set the bar really low. So I don't have to bring anything except for disconnected thoughts, apparently, right? And I'm not, I don't mean to crap on you, Michael. I know your mother's listening. I don't want to use some language that'll chase her away.
A lot of callbacks.
I could just do whatever I want to do, right? Hey,
yeah.
Your headphones, huh? They go on your head or are they a telephone?
I'm a
Harris Whittles. Text that to yourself.
I'm like a cooler. They bring me in. I'm the cooler.
I love it. I thought it was hysterical. Not the jokes, the way we reacted.
It's your job to do what you're doing here today.
Why are we sharing a microphone? Use his. He's not using it.
Yes.
I backed off.
The goal.
Jimmy thought of that joke during the break, and then I said, I'm going to say that you said that joke earlier.
It's like it's happening a second time.
Seriously, Huel.
I'm going to insist, Huel. Use that one.
What?
I'm here for one segment.
But does this one work the same way that the other one does?
Sure it does. Everyone's talking into it.
I think it sucks the funny out of you, what you have to say, but it may very well.
Now, Jimmy, what brings you out here on a fine Black Friday? What's happening? Now, let me just say who you are for those of you not familiar.
Okay.
But you have guest hosted this program three times. Did a fine job. And you also have your own podcast called Never Not Funny,
which is
one of the most popular podcasts
in the
world.
Yeah, we're lucky that people seem to care for it.
But it's Black Friday. What would possibly ever put a bug in your ear to come out here to my little show?
I went to Target at 3 a.m. and bought everybody a Westinghouse television for $246 each, and they're out in the lobby. You guys are more than happy to have them.
Thank you so much.
Hey, at that price, you got to buy everybody you know a television. I am doing a marathon tonight of Never Not Funny.
You're running a marathon tonight.
No, you missed it. Yes, I'm doing a night marathon. 26 miles in the dark. Look for me. I'm wearing all
night
black.
Night marathon. That's a great song.
Oh, is it?
I love it, yeah, the night marathons.
You know what? I like that song.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I also like the band, and if that's a marathon of spooky movies.
You know, it's a band that named not only their eponymous first album, but their hit single after themselves.
You know who also did that? It wasn't a hit? Night Ranger. The word night apparently is going to hurt you in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Night Ranger, Night Marathon,
mm-hmm.
Night Wing, Night Hawk. I could do this all day long.
Night Man.
Oh, I don't care for that one, but I mean, I see where you're going. Yes, we're doing a marathon, a 9-hour marathon for charity for the charity Smile Train.
Smile Train.
And it starts at 9 p.m. Pacific. That's midnight on the East Coast, 11 o'clock if you're Central, 10 if you're in the mountain, but if you are, kill yourself.
Now, when you say a marathon, what do you mean? Because your show is not always live.
It's not always live. We're doing a live streaming version of our show. It'll be on Ustream or at pardcast.com, P-A-R-D-C-A-S-T.com.
That's named after your last name? Am I correct when I say that?
That's correct. And then also after the podcast. So it's Pardcast.
So it's a combination of both of those.
Little play on names.
I enjoy that.
It's comedy.
I enjoy that. So it's a 9-hour marathon. It's going till 6 in the morning?
Till 6 a. That's 9 a.m. on the East Coast.
How dare you?
Why? What do you mean?
Why would anyone not only be on that, but listen to that?
I think people will listen because we're entertaining, we're fun, we're a nice time, we've got a huge following. And then it's for charity.
Now, describe this charity, because I've never heard of this charity nor will I ever.
You're anti-charity.
It's a bunch
of... You have to keep your money.
There's a bunch of poor kids who are starved for entertainment.
No, you misunderstood, Huel. And I would think, Huel, you'd be on board with this. Smile Train is... each surgery costs $250 to correct cleft palates. The surgery takes 45 minutes and $250, and you get to give a smile to a child.
When you say it costs $250, you don't mean out there in the real world. Charity is actually performing the surgeries?
That's correct. And we're going to be doing them live tonight on the podcast.
Really?
Yes. I'm not qualified, but I'm going to be doing a couple of these surgeries myself tonight. For 9 hours. That's why it's 9 hours long.
So basically, when you give money to Smile Train,
yes,
every $250 that they receive gets another child.
Another child gets their cleft palate repaired.
Fantastic.
I know. Right? And, I mean, you know, you see the pictures of these young kids before and after, and, it warms your heart. And why wouldn't you want to give a couple of bucks?
They have to look better.
Well, yes. Ugh. Some do.
That's the whole point, right?
98% do.
That's the whole point, is to make them look like, human beings.
Right, so they can walk around and not be mocked. No, so, we wish these kids a lot of luck,
And, no, of course we do.
I'm donating 9 hours of my time. None of my money. I should make that clear in advance.
Yeah.
I'm donating my time.
Now, how does this work, though? Because if people watch your thing, how is this a benefit towards the charity?
We will be doing a telethon throughout it, where you can go to parkcast.com and click on the donate button. And,
will your valet be there with the timpani so
absolutely.
He can announce all
so I can go
the
to
numbers?
The, go to the tote.
Yep.
We got an update. Valet! And then he goes, and he'll play it, and then we'll go $450.
$450, you expect to make that much?
We're looking forward to it. We've already
got almost two surgeries.
I know. We've got three. I think we're up to 400. There's 400 already.
Wow.
We haven't even started yet.
So now I would say that you don't even have to watch or listen to your podcast. You can donate right to smiletrain.com,
absolutely.
Right?
I recommend listening. I think that's, why the negativity? We're supportive of Harris and his comedy.
No, you're
why
not.
Why can't we support what I did? You misunderstood. You don't know what negativity is. That was supportive. You know, the frowns on their faces. You were getting reaction.
That's all I want.
Right?
Now, Harris, you...
All you want is some kind of reaction.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Now, Harris, up to this point, thought that Smile Train was a charity trying to give smiles to people who watched his act. Is that...
That's unfair. That's unfair. That is... you welcome him out of your program to crap on him. And again, Michael, that's for your mother's benefit.
Michael, what do you think about this whole podcast idea?
What do you think, Mike, you on board?
Until 6
in
the morning.
I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
Jimmy.
Thank you.
Jimmy, would you like me to come do your podcast?
You know what? I was thinking about inviting everybody in this room that
Wait,
until
it's
I saw that.
It's Pardcast?
Parda, as
all right,
in his
I thought
last
it was podcast.
Pardo.
I retract my support.
Again.
Where the hell have you been for the last 5 minutes? I'm about to use some language now.
Michael,
No, I don't care about your mother, you disrespectful son of a bitch.
We're going to have to use that rewind button that you were so fond of to listen to the explanation of that.
I'm going
to
listen
Why wouldn't you just call it the Jimmy Cast?
Because that doesn't make any sense, Huel.
Jimmy,
why not? It's your name too, and
yes, it doesn't have the fun of podcast.
That isn't bad though.
How is that fun? That sounds like a job.
How does that sound like a job, Huel?
Well, it's like, here's a podcast. Now it's a podcast. Why not just a gymcast?
Because then that'll confuse people to think that's about a gymnasium. And
do you know that band,
Gymcast
ball. Heroes?
I love them.
Yeah,
I love
amazing.
Them, buddy.
That's comedy. I mean, that's an example of
Harris's style.
Sure. All right, Jimmy.
I'm influencing people.
I laughed at Harris's stuff. I enjoyed that.
Me and Jimmy are friends.
I don't know.
So, Jimmy, I want to thank you so much for coming by and spreading a little bit of your Thanksgiving cheer.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I don't know what just happened. I saw somebody talking over an armpit, and then I panicked.
Thank you so much. I mean, we're gonna be watching. We're gonna be listening.
You are actually gonna be part of it. We don't want to say what time you're gonna be on.
Don't let's not spoil it.
But you are gonna be one of the guests on the marathon.
I am, and I am already regretting it.
Oh, that's unfair.
Only because of my time slot.
I just said don't say what time you're on.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah. I'll do it.
No, you're out.
Jimmy, see you later.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You so much.
Gotta go.
Pardcast.com. Hop on that smile train. It's leaving the station. All right, we're going to come right back with more Michael Cera, more Huelhauser, more Harris Whittles, more special guests. This is track number 6. And we'll be right back on Comedy Death Ray.
When things have gone astray, remember, my friend, help is on the way. Red Balloon is here to take your hand and steer. Red Balloon will help you fly away. Red Balloon has a tale to tell of candy fun and golden bells. Red Balloon will take your hand, lead you through a magic land. Red Balloon will push you down a well. Red Balloon will send you straight to hell. You've got to follow your balloon. You've got to follow your balloon. Red Balloon will lead you on. Red Balloon will make you strong. You've got to follow your balloon. You've got to follow your balloon.
That is Red Balloon from Mr. Show. All right, here it is. Is everyone ready? The world premiere. Get track 11 ready. The world premiere of my brand new Thanksgiving single. This is a Thanksgiving parody of Lady Gaga's Love Game. I ate too much, I feel so sick. I want to take a bite of your turkey drumstick. I ate too much, I feel so sick. I want to take a bite of your turkey drumstick. Hey!
Scott's joke. Again, there's we got a... phone call on the
hotline. We have to, that is the rule here at Comedy Death Ray. We have to take calls from the hotline when they come. All right, here we go. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Who is this? Who dares call on the hotline?
This is Robert Brusha.
Wait a minute, Robert Brusha. Why does that name ring a bell?
Bobby Brusha.
Bobby Brusha.
Bobby B.
Bobby B. Wait a minute. Don't you have an alias that?
Oh, yes, it would be very much that some people know me as Bobby Bottle Service.
Bobby Bottle Service, that's right. We've spoken to you before.
There was a lack of excitement that I could sense in the room that obsessed me.
Now, Michael, do you know who Bobby Bottle
no,
Service is?
No, I don't know Bobby.
Bobby.
Oh, I know who you are, Michael.
Why don't you explain yourself, sir, for those who, much like Michael, don't know who you are?
I would guess that it's, you know, somewhat offensive that he does not know me, as I have almost 100 hits on my YouTube page. My name is Bobby Bottle Service, and I'm a person who does a number of things, include music producing as well as clean pools.
So anything from music producing to cleaning pools.
Yeah, and so what it is I provide... You know, as far as getting bottle service for girls so they could come and sit down and mixers and things like this. Mm. And I'm also one of the Ed Hardy boys, so this is something for, well, you know, it's all about promotion and saying, yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, blah, 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 you know, send, things like that. So
there are, what is an Ed Hardy boy? I don't know what that is.
Oh, what is a Michael Cera? I'll come over there. I'll ruin you.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry.
Do you have any more questions,
I'll
Michael?
I'll end you, bro. I'll end you.
Right now, what is an Ed Hardy boy?
That's Huelhauser, Bobby.
Oh, okay.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, he's the guy who does the Mark Spitz plays. Is that right?
I love Mark Spitz, though. He's got an elegant diving body.
The only person that I admire in swimming is Michael Phelps, because of very much that he's a gold medal winner, which is something that I am in life day to day, as far as being someone who completes tasks at a very high rate. You know, winning gold medals is something that I do day to day, as far as, you know, getting my car detailed or getting very nice boots.
That sounds like a fascinating life you've got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like, you know, it's like, you know, I'm calling you from my T-Mobile Sidekick, which is a very nice phone to have because of it flips around. And so that's like a gold medal phone. You know what I mean?
That's a T-Mobile Sidekick. That's better than Launchpad McQuack, I bet.
Oh, Launchpad McQuack is one of my favorite cartoon characters because of his conjunctiveness, who's willing to go out and make things happen, like flying places and taking care of his family.
Now, Bobby, we want to thank you for calling on Black Friday. I know a lot of people.
Okay, I did all my shopping already.
Oh, you did? What'd you buy?
Let's see. I went and bought orange juice and cranberry mixer.
Wait a minute. Most people buy presents for people on Black Friday. You're just buying what you're going to drink tonight? Is that?
No. That's a present for everybody in my life.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Vodka, I bought Ciroc, that's Diddy shit.
Where are you calling from, by the way? Because normally you're here in the studio, but it sounds to me like you're calling.
I'm calling from, I travel all the way to New York, New Jersey. I'm in West New York, New Jersey right now.
I don't think it's New York, New Jersey, but.
I've traveled to West New York, New Jersey.
Michael, do you have any more questions for Bobby? What else?
I would just like to say, Michael, however much I do not respect you as an actor, no disrespect, I respect very much your respect for your mother, who I love very much.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry if I offended you by asking what a Ned Hardy boy is.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's
you didn't answer, though. You never,
water,
yeah,
you
know, what
we didn't
is
get an, answer
an Ed Hardy boy?
Water under the train, so to speak, right? So it's just like, you know, as far as we learn about each other, right? I don't know from you, you know, but it's like, you know, you try to show respect instead of being disrespectful. And that's all you can ask for, right? That's the gift of giving is respect, you know. And that's what I did on Nigga Friday, was to get, you know, respect for people and disrespecting others. You know what I'm saying?
What is, now you said Nigga Friday right there. What is that?
Yeah, I have to say that Michael Cera's mother is very disappointed right now.
Oh, is she not someone who understands that different groups of people are different and some are better than others and stuff like that?
I'm just saying
it's like I love their music, but it's like I'm not welcoming them at my Thanksgiving table.
Well, let's move on. And speaking of your Thanksgiving table, what exactly does a Bobby B do on Thanksgiving?
My mom is the best cook. Oh, man, my mom is the best cook. So we did all hers. So it was like turkey on top of DiGiorno pizza. And then we have mixers.
Mixers.
And we had vodka ice cream for dessert. And as well as, you know, fish sticks for appetizer. A good fish sticks. My mom makes the best fish sticks, bro. And then, obviously, you know, other things as well as, you know, for something that is good to eat is broccoli. But, like, the way my mom makes broccoli is great. It's like she brings, like, she brings the bag right outside, and then we get lighters, and we just, you know, we cook it up there at the table. It's extra crispy that I like so much. And then, obviously, you know, chicken nuggets.
I heard an interesting story about chicken nuggets earlier in the program.
Oh, from that dude who wasn't funny?
Fuck you, Bobby B.
Oh, man. I would say that
they're
might be some...
just like the girl from Precious.
There might be some beef with you and Harris, but I don't think you know who Harris is, actually.
No, I love that. He's on that... he writes for The Office, right?
It's The Woman Office.
Oh, okay. You talking about Designing Woman?
Yeah, Designing Woman.
I love that show.
Thank you.
He's got to take credit for something that works.
You know who's beautiful is Delta Burke. Man, she's sexy, right?
Yeah.
She is.
She's like fat Wonder Woman. I love that.
I'd like to dip her in a and a dipping sauce?
Sweet and sour sauce is a good sauce. Also, as well as my other favorite sauces are cranberry juice. And orange juice is a good dipping sauce.
Those sound like mixers to me, not sauces.
It's all in the eye of the, you know, of the person, right? That's how that statement is.
Well, Bobby B., thank you so much for calling in and sharing your Thanksgiving experiences.
I don't like the tone that this is an introduction.
It is an introduction. We unfortunately have to go.
Why? Oh, what is it? Who do you have coming in? Someone of greater importance than me? Who's coming in there?
Well,
David Blaine coming in?
Is only David Blaine of greater importance?
As far as the spectrum of what I can understand as how things work, it's David Blaine, who is better than me, and Jason Giambi. And then beyond that, I'm not clear as to who would have more importance.
Where does Brody Jenner stand on your list?
Brody Jenner?
Yeah.
I mean, that dude is for real. Like, I don't want to get emotional, but when I talk about my very close friends.
Okay.
We have a tattoo that we both got at the same time, which I'm not... at function to disclose at this very moment for radio standards.
Why can't you? No, that we have no standards on this show. Why can't you disclose exactly what the tattoo is?
Because it's top secret, like the movie.
Wait, the movie Top Secret?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you meant the movie Mission Impossible.
We got a tattoo of the movie Top Secret.
Tattoo of the whole movie?
Mm-hmm. Storyboard and things of this nature.
Well, thank you so much, Bobby B. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. The last time that you took over, you and Cyberthug took over the show, I didn't really appreciate it, but...
Okay, I get it. Cool. That was planned.
Yeah, you're okay.
Very funny, Scott Alderman. Okay, I get it. Very cool.
I'm not an
Yo,
Alderman.
Yo, man, happy Hanukkah, Scott Alderman.
Hey, no problem. Right back at you.
All right, very much. I would like to just say, you know, check out my website, AOL.com, for, right. You know, or if that's not up, you can go visit geocities.com/, you know, angelfire.org, and that was where you could find out about upcoming shows and things of this nature, as well as my window cleaning business.
All right. Bobby Bottle Service, everyone. All
right. All right. All
Take
right,
care.
Everybody.
All right, we're going to go to a song, and we'll come right back and wrap it up with Michael Cera, Harris Whittles, Huell Hauser, back on Comedy Death Ray right after this. Indie 1031.
My job. Allow I to introduce myself. Me put the gay back in reggae, man. And me also love to cook. I'm Gay Ray, the reggae gay, the homosexual rasta. Me cook you up a gourmet ganja-infused jerk chicken sauce that's great on pasta. Me rainbow flag got the Lion of Judah. Spend summers in the shanty town, winters in Bermuda. Yeah, I'm Gay Ray, the reggae gay, the homosexual rasta. I'm Gay Ray, the reggae gay, proud follower of Haile Selassie. It's always been me dream to fuse dancehall skanking with the choreography of Bob Fosse. I and me friends, Lance and John, in the hot tub chanting down Babylon. Yes, I'm Gay Ray, the reggae gay, in the sauna with me rude boy posse. Dressed batty boy with washboard abs, and me just got me nipple pierced. Paul Mitchell tea tree lemon sage conditioner keep me dreadlocks tranny fierce. Last week me met a fellow named Ryan, a sexy chichi, me think him was Hawaiian. Back in his place we had some red stripes. The nature in the sack he make me feel like Iron Zion. Shaped pipe. I'm simultaneously an offensive homophobic cliche and a culturally insensitive stereotype. Virginia Slim spliffs, I smoke them by the carton. I got the Bob Marley cover CD by Ricky Martin. If it's true, marijuana makes the male breast glow. I'm surprised I don't look like Dolly Parton. Jamming 9 to 5, man.
Yes, that is Eli Braden, who I met recently, and that is his song. All right.
You're born to do this.
All right, this is Indie 1031. This is Comedy Death Ray. I have my guests here in order as I'm looking at them. Huelhauser.
San Pedro, California.
That you can't just list places that you've been.
Victorville, California.
Here's Harris Whittles. Here's Michael Cera. No, see, Harris, that's just his bit. All right, so we know what we're doing now? Yeah, and you know how to do it? No! You know, you had this right 2 weeks ago, the last time you were here.
I was out.
Engineer Joe took a week off, and then now he doesn't know how to do anything. All right.
You know where I went?
Do you remember how to do it?
Where did I go?
I say, now it's time to play, and then you put the echo on, and then we play the theme song, and then you take the echo off.
Okay. First you say the game, then...
No, I don't say the name of the game yet. I say it's time to play, and then I pause.
And then the theme. Okay.
And then the echo, and then the theme.
And the echo and the theme?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do it. Okay.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Okay.
All right, now it's time for a very popular feature on the show. It's time to... Now you're just being funny.
No, I'm not being funny.
You're just being funny now. You think you're cute.
It was cute.
Let me disagree.
It was cute. I didn't try it on purpose.
All right, now it's time
So you were doing that on purpose then.
Yeah,
is that
he was
right?
Doing it. That's my point, is he was doing that on purpose.
But you're pretending it wasn't because you don't want him angry at you for whatever reason that would be.
It's like that time my wife hit me in the face. She swears that it wasn't on purpose, but I know different. All right, here we go. Ready? It's time to play Would You Rather. Okay. All right.
Is this the March of the Little Toy Soldiers?
That is our Would You Rather theme song, as ever. All right. Now, every once in a while we play this game. How we play is that people who follow my Twitter account, at Scott Aukerman, they write into me their scenarios. What's going to happen here is I'm going to read one of their scenarios, and then I will open the floor up for questions. And at that moment, any of you can ask any question you like about any particular scenario. Okay, now don't feel like you have to take turns. Don't feel like you have to do it in order. Just jump in, pile on. You don't have to ask just one question. You can ask many questions.
Are the persimmons raised naturally here on the farm?
No, I haven't asked any of the scenarios yet. No, I don't even know what that is referring to.
It's a question.
It is a question. No, you are right about that. So that technically is good gameplay, other than the fact that I haven't opened
the
floor
yet. What were you responding to?
Well, he just said jump in with a question, and first thing that came to mind.
All right, so is everyone clear? And then at the end, we're all going to vote on how what you would rather, the very name of the game. So is everyone clear?
Yes.
Vote first, questions later.
No, questions first, vote later.
Come on, bro.
You said you want to play this. All right, here we go. This was submitted by Dead at Home on Twitter. He asks, and this is Thanksgiving themed.
Yes.
Would you rather eat a turkey the size of John Goodman or a John Goodman the size of a turkey? And you have to eat the entire thing. The floor is not open. The floor is not open. Well. I've now opened the floor to questions. All right. Does anyone have a question?
Now, if you get a turkey as big as a John Goodman,
mm-hmm.
does that mean that John Goodman is also as big as the turkey?
You're blowing my mind here. Well, in this particular scenario, if you were to find a turkey as big as John Goodman.
Now, what is John Goodman?
Okay, well.
So if I eat this turkey that is the size of John Goodman. Mm-hmm. No, if I scratch that. If I eat a turkey, or John Goodman is the size of a turkey, does John Goodman cease to exist?
That is a great question. Thank you, Harris. Yes. Thank you for asking. Your question, if I can sort of accurately summarize it, is if you eat this turkey that is the size of big, fat John Goodman, does then John Goodman blink out of existence?
But vice versa. If John Goodman, it's the little John Goodman
version. Oh, I see. I see.
Are you killing John Goodman?
Am I ending John? Because I support his career and his work, and I want to see more John Goodman. I don't want to end that.
Well, here's how that scenario plays out. Basically, once you make your decision, and we'll be making these decisions here at the end of the game, once you make the decision and you say, yes, I want to eat John Goodman, what happens is he shrinks. So it is actually John Goodman. And you actually have to eat him alive. That's the other thing.
Oh, that's a good point.
I don't get in any sort of legal. There's no legal ramifications for this. I don't get in trouble.
You are charged with murder in both scenarios, and you go to the electric chair. So that should have no bearing on how you vote.
Okay. I've been to the electric chair.
Really, have you?
Yeah, it's up in San Quentin, California.
Yes, it is.
And boy, oh boy, you could fry some fish on that, let me tell you.
So, in that scenario, John Goodman is eaten. He's eaten alive. Yeah. He cannot do any more movies.
The small John Goodman is just, he's alive, and he's not prepared in any other way. You just eat him.
He's prepared. You. It is incumbent upon you to tie his legs and
arms. It's not
really
arms. Preparation so much as restraint.
Well, he is restrained by the police in that scenario. He is actually handcuffed by the police and brought to your door.
Do you have to eat the handcuffs?
No, you don't. Those are basically what happens is you tie little strings on his wrists, and then you take
tiny
the
wrists.
Yeah. And then, well, they're not. It's still John Goodman.
But he's shrunk. Right?
Yeah, but it's still John Goodman.
All right.
Come on. So
now, is there a possibility that if he shrinks down to the size of a turkey, and you prepare him, and you tie him up, and you cook him? Is there the possibility that he might escape from the oven after being cooked and run around without his head on like a little chicken in a cartoon?
That is a great question. That is a great question. Now, let me...
I'd put him in a movie.
There always is a possibility of escape. I would imagine that, you will preheat the oven, I would imagine. And you can hear... The thing is he is still alive once you put him in the oven. So you
well,
will...
Well, who isn't?
You... You will be hearing his screams, and he will be actually reciting some of his most famous lines from his famous movies in the oven.
I don't know if this is. I think it's on topic, but can you die from eating that much turkey? A turkey the size of John Goodman, that will kill you. I think, like in Seven, the guy that ate all that spaghetti. Right.
Great question. Anyone can die from eating anything.
If you choke.
Yeah,
and die
exactly. Yeah.
Is it a possibility to film him after he's been shrunk down and make a movie called Turkey Dad?
Yes, it is. See, now, this is the kind of outside-of-the-box thinking that makes a really great Would You Rather game.
You mean?
Yes, of course that is happening, Michael. Thank you. If you hadn't brought it up, no one else would have. Oh. That is exactly what happens in that scenario. You film it. You put out a movie, Turkey Dad, and you star in it with him
and you're
as
rich.
Well. Yeah, and you're rich, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you eat him at the premiere in front of the whole audience.
Yes, so, exactly.
Okay.
So you're telling me anything I eat could kill me?
Yes, if you eat it incorrectly.
Wow! So that means the natural universe that we live in, it doesn't really want me to stay alive then.
No.
Not forever.
I guess that Jesus looking down doesn't do much good after all.
That is true. That is something I've always said.
And it said the question said we have to eat everything. So that's toenails, penis, and testicles.
Yes, yes. And normally with a turkey, you would chop its head off before you eat it. But in John Goodman's case, you need the head so he can spout off a command performance of his most famous lines from his movies whilst in the oven.
Oh, so I guess he wouldn't be running around like a little chicken with no head on then.
No, he wouldn't. He'd still keep his head and his penis.
Well, then I wouldn't go for that scenario. That settles it for me.
But, Harris, his penis is so small at that point, it's only the size of a turkey penis, so...
Oh, that's true.
You know, it's almost like you're just eating, you know, a little bit of...
A turkey penis.
Yes. A little giblet.
All right, I'm going to shut the floor down for these questions unless anyone else has another one that they want to get in.
Sure. If I am over in Santa Ynez...
Okay.
And I am over at the Seashell Festival.
Okay.
When did the train leave Rancho Cucamonga?
Not sure that has any bearing upon this game, Huel, so I'm going to...
He's just trying to get home, answer the question.
All right.
That's right. My favorite song is that Phil Collins song. Take me home because I can't remember.
I don't think that's how the lyrics go. All right, I'm shutting the floor down for questions. The floor is shut down. Now we're going to have to vote. I'm going to go to Harris Whittles first. How would you like to vote?
I'm going to vote in favor of eating a
turkey the size of John Goodman because I like turkey and I'm not a cannibal regardless, you know? Mm-hmm. I couldn't eat a human, I don't think.
And you know what? None of you asked the question, but you don't have to eat it all at the same time. That's the thing. You have to eat the whole thing, but you can do it for as long as you want.
Oh, well, then I stick with my answer even more because I have leftovers for like a year.
I know. None of you asked that question. I thought you would have asked that. All right, Michael Cera.
I would eat a little tiny John Goodman.
Oh, really?
It's just a much more fascinating story to tell people. Yes. Both are good stories, but if you're ever in a situation where people are bragging about things that they've eaten, you can say, yeah. I ate John Goodman.
And here's the movie about it. Yeah. Huell Hauser, what do you have?
Well, I'm only interested in John Goodman getting eaten if he gets to jump out of a hot oven, run around, and say, get me back to San Dimas.
Okay.
That is the only time I'd want to eat in person. So I guess I have to get a turkey that's the size of a John Goodman. How big is that?
That's probably 400, 500 pounds.
So would that be like a lot of plates?
You'd have to bring your own plates.
Oh, I'd have to bring my own plates.
I would put a tarp down and just set it on that.
Yeah, probably. Much like a luau.
Exactly.
That sounds like a fascinating thing. I'd like to visit with you sometime and see how you eat these John Goodman.
I'm not sure if you voted, but let's see. Who won that round? Michael, you won that round.
All right.
Well, moving on. at Not Drew writes to me, would you rather be the first pregnant man or have Adam Lambert sing you to bed every night for the rest of your life?
What was the first one?
Be the first pregnant man.
Well, there was a preg. There's been pregnant.
The floor is not open. Would you rather be the first pregnant man or have Adam Lambert, award-winning American Idol vocalist, sing you to bed every night for the rest of your life? The floor is now open.
Okay, that's. Am I the guy who had a baby? Like that guy exists.
Yes.
So I'm him.
Yes.
I'm not. This isn't like an alternate reality where that hasn't happened yet.
Harris,
I'm
going to have to
guy.
Dock you for asking stupid questions.
Okay, can I ask a second question, though?
Okay, follow.
Do I get to choose the Adam Lambert song that
he
sang?
Yeah, don't ask any stupid questions, dumb.
Unfortunately, Harris, no, he picks it, but he only sings one song. It's just one song. It's the hit that he sang on the American Music Awards the other night, and he sings it as poorly. And he
sings it as poorly
as he did on the American Music Awards, and he kisses his keyboardist while he sings it.
Oh, so okay. Well, the room's
really?
Getting crowded now. There's a lot of men in there kissing. Okay.
All right, Michael, you have a question.
Are you allowed to? This is probably a no for sure because it involves getting both. But
let's not hedge our bets. So we don't know the answer.
You couldn't be pregnant with. Is it Lamberg?
Lambert,
you couldn't be pregnant with Adam Lambert's baby and have him stick around and sing to you in the hospital room.
No, see, that is a very great question because what happens is if you are the first pregnant man, Adam Lambert impregnates you,
uh-huh.
And then he sticks around every night and sings to the baby.
Even if he doesn't sing to me, the baby will probably grow up and have a great voice, and it'll be a better choice long term.
Okay. Huell, do you have a question?
So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that we could be pregnant with Lambert, the sheepish lion?
No, okay, Huell.
But well, the thing about it is he's a lion, but he acts like a sheep for a long, long time.
Hence the adjective sheepish.
Sure, he's sheepish, and then suddenly he gets over those mountains, the Sierra Madre Mountains, and bam, he's a lion again.
That's a great point.
Harris,
you have a question.
Am I having the kid cesarean or through the dick hole?
Unfortunately, through the dick hole, my friend.
As the saying goes.
Any other questions? About to lock this one up.
If I'm in San Francisco and I want to get over to Marin County,
okay.
Is there any way?
I'm not going to give you directions. We'll do this after the program. All right. The floor is
closed.
Is this
not googlemaps.com?
What is that?
Something you really should investigate in your next program. Okay, we're locking the floor. The floor is closed. All right, I'm going to go to Michael Cera first. How do you vote?
The way that I said earlier, I'm going to get pregnant with his baby, if that's
possible.
Then I
have to dock you for voting early, but that is your vote. Okay, Harris, what do you have?
I'm going to have the child. I heard there's no greater joy.
Okay, and Huell Hauser?
Lambert the sheepish lion.
All right, he hasn't voted. Okay. Harris, you won that round.
Yes.
Congratulations. Yes. Very good. All right, moving on to our last one. We have at Zombies versus Ninjas asks, would you rather go shopping at 4 a.m. on Black Friday, that's today, or be black on Friday? I'm opening the floor to questions.
Is this the same thing as Nigger Friday that
come on.
Bobby Bottle Service mentioned earlier?
In fact, I hope that we bleeped that word out, both when he said it and when you said it. That is the most offensive word in the English language. Plenty more offensive words in other languages. I mean, things that make that word just pale in comparison.
Sure.
But in the English language, that one is pretty bad.
I thought cunt-flop was pretty bad.
That's true. All right, the floor is open for questions.
It would be so much less offensive if you took the WAP off of it.
As it is, it's just kind of cute.
Yeah.
You mean you can add a concept to another concept to increase the rate at which it is itself?
All right, any questions here on this?
Am I black for just one Friday or every Friday forever?
Just one Friday. Mm-hmm. Just today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
It could be a fun little adventure.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're black on Friday, is it through the dick hole?
As the saying goes? That is a great question. That's how it comes out. Basically, what happens is you go to sleep, and then when you're asleep, an alien symbiote, much like Venom from Spider-Man 3, the very popular movie, comes bursting out of your penis and covers your entire body. Through the dick hole, and covers your entire body. But in this case, it doesn't build a black Spider-Man costume around you. It just makes you an African-American.
Sounds racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is a racist alien symbiote that unfortunately you were biking through the park with your sweetheart and it crash-landed right
that
next to your bike and attached.
Like
really?
The sweetheart or the biking.
Now,
really, I'd love to hear about your life a little more.
Well, it doesn't involve either of those.
Really, biking or sweethearts?
What does it involve? Any kind of patchwork?
Physical,
recycling of biofuels?
Yeah.
A lot of that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Harris, what do you got? It seemed like you had a question.
When I turn back into a white myself at the end of this day, do I walk away as my clothes fit too big, like in the last scene in Big, while a woman looks on at a 13-year-old boy wanting to fuck him one last time?
That's a great question. Yes, because you had to buy bigger clothes.
Right,
because
FUBU.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, any other questions?
Sure, why not?
Okay, if you're going to ask what I think you're going to ask, though, I'm going to ask you not to ask it.
No,
what I'm saying?
If I'm on Catalina Island, and I'm at Avalon, but I need to be up at Alcatraz, so is there any island transportation between the two?
There's a ferry.
A ferry? I have to see that. The Alcatraz-Catalina ferry. Boy, oh boy.
I am going to shut the floor down. All right, we're going to go back to Harris Whittles, how vote ye?
I'm going to go with black for the day. That'd be amazing to have that experience, I think.
Really? What would you do?
I would probably be good at all the things that I'm not good at now.
Oh, like what?
Like
writing jokes? And
oh, God. Well, yeah. I'd be good.
Well, yeah.
I'd be like a great like black comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And I could... I can't talk about this because it's going to get...
It's already getting
a little dicey. It's a little dicey.
All right, let's move on to Michael.
Just avoid it getting dicey for me, I'm going to go with the other option.
Okay. So you want to go shopping.
Shopping today.
So why would it get dicey when you talk about turning black for a day?
It's already getting dicey.
What's dicey about that?
Huel, remember last time we were talking about racism? Because it seemed to me like you were a little racist and you didn't know what it was. And I asked you to look down at... You can look down at your body and you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm looking down right now and I've got britches on and I got a little belt on and I got the most adorable little white shoes.
And that's it.
You do look great.
That's all he is wearing right now.
I know. It's been very uncomfortable for the last hour and a half.
Just looped around your
stomach. Well, sure, it's sensible and it takes me around all parts of California.
Yeah, see now...
From Palmdale all the way down
to Camp
Pendleton.
As soon as you leave the studio, you're going to be arrested.
What's that?
If you go outside wearing this, you'll be arrested immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't just wear a belt.
Oh, well, no, there's britches, I said.
Oh, right.
Oh, whoops. How'd they fall down like that?
That's been a problem. You came in with britches, and you've been sitting here.
Well, here I am on a Harris Whittle sandwich. What am I supposed to do?
Thank you for using the correct terminology there.
How do you vote, Huell? Give us something.
Come on. For the white race.
Okay, I think that means you vote for the...
Deutschland.
Again, Huell, I have to ask you. We ran into trouble with you last time. We really don't want any kind
trouble?
Of complaints.
Yeah, you got trouble. I'm the avenging angel of the white race.
Oh, no. Oh, I think I flipped a switch.
You asked too many questions. Y'all are laughing at me. Y'all are making these comments.
No.
Thanksgiving is the day in which I get the revenge. Where are the remaining Indians? Where are the remaining Indians?
He's strangling me.
He's gone crazy.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble.
He spouted wings.
Gobble, gobble.
How did you, Hauser, grow wings? And he's gone. Oh, why do I keep having him back? Something always seems to trigger him. All right, well, I think that's it. I think that's our show. I want to thank my guests. Harris, what do you have to plug? Anything?
Badger's Promise on Sunday at UCB at 9:30.
The
LA UCB with Paul F. Tompkins and Tig Notaro.
This Sunday. Come to that. Michael Cera, what do you have to plug?
This podcast. Okay. You're listening to this.
You want to press that rewind button again and just kind of hear everything?
I'm rewinding this.
Our friend James Adomian just came into the studio.
I just ended up at the Morongo Casino. More Morongo. That's where they all were.
Huell, anything to promote?
Well, I'm going to be down in Ojai, California for the Crosswalk Festival.
The Crosswalk Festival.
I'm going to be down in South San Francisco for the South San Francisco North Festival.
I want to thank our other friends, Nick Kroll, Jimmy Pardo, and Paul F. Tompkins. They helped us out today. I want to thank Engineer Joe, who left in the middle of the show very rudely, I might add. And I want to thank Intern Stewart, who's been manning the board since then. And check out smiletrain.com and that podcast tonight. We will be back next week for our last three shows of the year. This is Indie 1031. I'm Scott Aukerman, Comedy Death Ray. See you next week.
Starred in every high school play, blew every drama teacher away. Graduated first in my class at Juilliard. Took every acting workshop I could, and I dreamed of Hollywood while I read my Uta Hagen and studied the bar.